It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. Randy, what's hot with this market today?
You know, I'm going to go with soybeans. You know, it was impressive to see the market, for that last full week of trading for January. We did see the soybeans, you know, struggle to start, but then we had some good gains, lost a little bit towards the end. We finished with small gains for the week, but finishing with gains at all after seeing better-than-expected rains in Argentina was a good victory, and it does show that, you know, we did have some good exports last week, a bunch of, two, three flash sales coming into play, and one of them even being to China when they were off on holiday. So I think soybeans have some pretty good opportunity to trade back up to their recent highs.
Especially now, too, when they've taken a little bit of that rain out of that Argentine forecast. So we're adding some risk premium back there, too.
We are, and we're starting to worry a little bit about what's going on. You know, the Mato Grosso do Sul area is a little dry. They haven't had rain for 20 days, so there's a little concern about maybe their production being pulled down. They're still going to have a record crop, but you know, even losing a little bit, and with the fact that Argentina isn't, seeing steady conditions, is helping to support the market.
What's not hot with this market then?
You know, I'm going to go with the dollar. I mean, we've been seeing the dollar kind of crumble here as of late. A lot of direction will come from what the Fed's going to do in their next meeting here, I think, the beginning of February. That, I think, will set the tone for the dollar. But right now, it's been seeing a little bit of retracement, and that certainly has been good for our markets as well.
That seems to have spilled over into the outside markets, too.
It does. I mean, you're looking at crude oil. I mean, that had a rally up to $80. Now we've kind of hit some resistance. That is starting to fade back here a little bit. I wouldn't be surprised to see that go down and test the low 70 levels. At that point, it's going to be a buy because we still are thinking that China is going to come back and come out of lockdown and be able to get their economy going again, and that certainly will increase the demand for oil.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.